This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, if you're an itis path and you've not already begun to feel severe weather, we can just about absolutely assure you that you soon will. If you're sheltering in place, please make sure that you're in the most secure place possible in your home, some interior space, and then please make it your business to stay there until the danger passes.
That was the governor of Louisiana, John Bel Edwards. Yes, Louisiana being whiplashed by Hurricane Ida. A roof of a Louisiana hospital just ripped off as I was watching it on television. Just catastrophic things are happening in New Orleans and in other areas of the state. And then, of course, that is also approaching Mississippi. So we're going to talk a lot about Ida. And then also the situation in Kabul. There's been two strikes against ISIS-K in retaliation for the 13 killed and the Afghan people killed as well at the airport trying to leave Afghanistan. We'll dive into that and some other things that happened. A lot has happened in the last couple of days. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for stopping by. We appreciate you. And I think of the people that we know in Louisiana. I know lots of people in the great state of Louisiana, and we certainly have lots and lots of supporters of this show there, and many, many great affiliates like News Talk 98.5 in Lafayette, 990 AM, our longtime affiliate in New Orleans, our great friends there, Jeff Croer and so many others, and then 104.1 FM 2 in Lake Charles, and I know they were all feeling it. I got so much response from many people in those areas. Lake Charles and Baton Rouge as well, and New Orleans, and all over several parishes where people were telling me what was happening. And we'll go to the mailbag certainly coming up this hour and let you hear what many, 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 many people had to say. So here's some of the updates. New Orleans in the dark, power just severed to New Orleans, and Ida doing that damage. Imagine being in the dark, and you certainly won't be outside in the middle of all of that craziness. One person has died. At least one person has died. We won't know, I think, until so much of this clears, because, again, you're in those dark, dark, dark hours. But there is that confirmation of the one death thanks to a tree that came down. But slam, it did, Ida, into Louisiana's coast as a Cat 4 storm. And it endangered millions of people with the winds, the howling winds, and the storm surge that partially severed the flow of the Mississippi River. Strange to watch that. Houma, Louisiana, looking at the footage of what was going on there, that really just slammed right in the middle of that eye. And again, in some of these parishes, it's been water that's gone over walls, etc., but it just depends on where we're talking about. You know, like the death was in that Ascension Parish area where there was that report of the falling tree, and that's what happened, somebody who was in their house. And the exact location was someplace in between New Orleans and Baton Rouge, and the eye went very, very close by. Because remember, here's the thing that happens, is those tornadoes that you find out about as well, and that is part of what can be, catastrophic. So by 6 o'clock central, the storm's winds had dropped, though, from 150 to 125, but there still was the storm surge, there still was the flash flooding, there was the loss of power that happened, as well. There was emergency power to the city's sewage and water board, but they're not going to, people that are expecting the electricity to be restored overnight, that's not going to happen. So it's the fifth strongest hurricane to ever slam into the U.S. mainland anyway, snapping trees, flipping over trucks. I mean, I could give you more descriptions. You saw awnings just flying by like it was nothing. Parts of buildings came down. You had storm surge that submerged cars, flooded streets. And the very strange thing of reversing the Mississippi River's flow near Belle Chasse. So whether it was a roof, whether it was something else, there are very strange things that are happening. It's kind of that eeny, meeny, miny, mo, you know, thing. And in New Orleans right now, where you're still really kind of in the summer, even though you've got kids going back to school, it's pretty lively and jumping on the weekend especially. And, of course, that wasn't it at all. If you looked at the French Quarter, it was very, very dead. There were people that stayed behind. There's always people that dig in and decide that they're not going to leave. And then there are others that knew as they started to measure and try to figure out what the water could do that they weren't going to risk it. They weren't going to stay because it's so crazy. It is exactly 16 years to the day when Hurricane Katrina slammed into New Orleans and, of course, was disastrous in Mississippi as well. And remember what it was like after. Remember the people really struggling and how terrible it was. It was the first night that I actually did this show, that I took over hosting this show, so I remember it. I remember watching it, and it was one of those storms that kind of teased you. And this storm was worse than that in one sense, where it reminded me of Harvey and what it did in Houston, where it was very slow moving. So more water crashes down, and it's moving super, super slow and not whipping in and out. Not that immediate crash and then moving on, right? So it comes to shore about 100 miles south of New Orleans, and then it makes a second landfall to the north, and then power was out to businesses and homes, and, you know, there's an easy way to track that. There's poweroutage.us, and it'll show you. So in New Orleans, the people that chose not to evacuate were being pretty calm. You know, boom, boom, out go the lights. So Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards, who you heard there, said it could be the most powerful hurricane to hit the state in more than 160 years. There's a lot of conversation about that. It flooded most of New Orleans. And, you know, if you look at Katrina, what happened then, that's the flooding is what happened there. And it killed almost 2,000 people. And the damage was $125 billion. And that's 16 years ago. It was a Cat 3 storm. I think more people evacuated this time. And, of course, as I toured those areas, those parishes, and I went to Lake Pontchartrain, I know that things have changed. It's a little bit different. But if you measure how much water goes over and what happens at certain areas on Lake Pontchartrain, there definitely was some water that came through. But it looks like it's holding up. It was tested, but most of it's holding up, and that is the good news. Stay with us.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets, stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
We will not forgive. We will not forget. We will hunt you down and make you pay.
All right, that was the president after what happened in Kabul at the airport, where you had 13 service members that were killed in the airport bombing on August 26th, and so many other Afghans that were in the middle of that, too. I think the total of injuries, et cetera, it's all past 100 now at this point. So very sad what happened there. And the 13 members were brought back in transition, as they call it, and they've got someone that stays with them the whole time. And apparently the president today spoke to all the families when they came to Dover Air Force Base. And, oh, my gosh, it does just take your breath away. I mean, it really just does. And the more I think about it, I've thought about it a lot and trying to put it into perspective. Kids who wanted to serve, kids who were kids, babies, 9/11. That's what they were. They were babies. And their individual stories, 11 Marines, one Navy corpsman, one soldier killed as a result of an enemy attack, supporting non-combat evacuation operations that were incredibly important. In our minds, we're thinking, well, it's over, right? No, it's over. Wrap this baby up. Get out of there. But could it be more dangerous with the ISIS-K group targeting a very, very vulnerable area at that Abbey Gate and even the hotel that they hit as well? So the people who were killed, Sergeant Johnny Rosario Pichardo, just 25 years old from Massachusetts. He was in the 5th Marine Expeditionary Brigade, Naval Support Activity. That was her, because there's two women. That was her deal, and she loved it. I saw I saw a story about some of what she did and how she felt about being in the position that she was in, and she truly is a hero, that she wanted to be there. She wanted to help evacuate the women, the children, all the people. And that's being a Marine, right? She put herself in that position to help others. And, you know, she had a bright future in front of herself and loved what she did. Just like the other female, Sergeant Nicole G, 23, from Sacramento, she was assigned to Combat Logistics Battalion 24 and out of Camp Lejeune in North Carolina. She went into active duty in the Marine Corps in 2017. What is really so a big takeaway, I think, from her is that she had posted on Instagram, she was holding a baby, and she said, "I love what I do." That just had happened days before. She was loving that she was helping, and she was the bright light in a dark world, as many people have said, that she ultimately had that same heart of gold, wanted to help, loved being a Marine, loved doing what she was doing. And she paid the ultimate price to defend our nation and the reach of freedom beyond our shores. As I was listening to somebody, I thought, you know, that's a good way to put that in perspective when we all feel furious at what's happened. And Staff Sergeant Darren Hoover, 31, he was the oldest, from Salt Lake City, tons of awards and decorations. Again, what does he have in common with every single one? Told people how much he loved what he did, was happy doing what he was doing, had gotten letters of appreciation, achievement medals, a National Defense Service Medal, a Combat Action Ribbon, all kinds of accolades, because people recognized what he was and how much of a giver he was. Corporal Hunter Lopez, just 22, of Indio, California. He was a rifleman. And same thing with him. In a very young age and a short time of service, he was accruing all kinds of special awards based on so much of what he did, including certificates of appreciation, etc., good conduct medal, letter of appreciation, meritorious mass. Many of you in the military know exactly what that, you know, what all of that means. Corporal Dagan Page, 23, from Omaha, Nebraska, also a rifleman, same thing, was... the word was that he loved what he did and felt like he was needed, and it was needed, and he wanted to do that. Umberto Sanchez, 22, from Longsport, Indiana, rifleman, same thing. Again, awards, good conduct medal, National Defense Service Medal, Sea Service Deployment Ribbon, and now, like the rest, Purple Heart. Wow. Lance Corporal David Espinoza from Rio Bravo, Texas. Again, same thing in common, the Purple Heart, sadly. Sadly, because it's an honor, but an honor that way too young, gave his life heroically. But sadly, was only 20. Right, was only 20 and was on his way to his career and his life. Lance Corporal Jared Schmidt from St. Charles, Missouri, was, again, very, very interested in what he was doing, was young, felt compelled, felt called, according to people who knew him, was a good friend to so many back at home. Lance Corporal Riley McCullum from Jackson, Wyoming, was about to be a father, was excited in what he was doing, was excited about coming home and being a father. Lance Corporal Dylan Marola, 20, just 20. This is the familiar thing, right? Rancho Cucamonga, California, decorations galore, was excited, wanted to be part of the action, wanted to be there, wanted to help. Lance Corporal Kareem Naku of California, of Norco, California. Same calling, had the calling, wanted to do it. And then Navy Corpsman Max Sovak, just 22, from Berlin Heights, Ohio, part of the 1st Marine Regiment out of Camp Pendleton, California. Once again, had some awards that were pending, had others that he won, loved his family, loved his community, very, very proud to serve in the Navy. His family released a statement about how excited he was. He was planning to really have a big career in the Navy, and he was super, super well-liked in his community. He was part of a wrestling team when he was just a few years younger. He was part of a state playoff Final Four football team for 2 years in a row, but the family said over and over again he was so, so proud to be a Navy corpsman and a devil doc, as they say, for the Marines. And his final words to his mother over FaceTime when he was telling her goodbye was, and she said, "Be safe." He said, "Don't worry, my guys got me. They won't let anything happen to me." And his mother realized they all went together. And he came from a very, very big family with 12 brothers and sisters. Staff Sergeant Ryan Noss, 23, same thing. He was out of Fort Bragg, North Carolina, and really wanted to be there, wanted to serve his country. I mean, that is the thing. So that's all of them. I just, in listening to their stories, I feel like I didn't want them just to be, oh, 13 of our bravest came back, and they did, and it was somber. And again, the families talked to the president, and now they're have lost a valued, you know, family member who they love dearly and thought they were going to see after helping with this evacuation situation in Afghanistan. So it's so important that, yes, you heard what the president said. We did get ISIS-K, 3 members. There was another attack, another drone attack, killing an ISIS targeting. So that was good. So there have been 2 hits so far at this point. They were bombers that were targeting the airport. That just happened on Sunday. So that's good. There was 2 strikes so far, because you think this massive 2-week-long airlift of more than 114,000 Afghans and foreigners and withdrawing the last of the troops is coming to an end in 2 days.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Hurricane Ida continues to bring extremely strong winds and drop heavy rains across Louisiana as the Category 3 storm moves further ashore. New Orleans and surrounding areas are under a flash flood warning until 10 o'clock local time Sunday night. There are reports of roofs damaged in the city's French Quarter and winds blown out of multiple buildings downtown. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards has requested a presidential major disaster declaration from the White House. Edwards tweeting Sunday afternoon that the declaration would help the state respond to and recover from the storm's damage quicker. President Biden approved a separate request on Friday, declaring a federal state of emergency before the storm's arrival. And the U.S. Embassy has evacuated all of its local Afghan staffers. ABC News reporting that about 2,800 Afghans and their families who worked with the American Embassy have left the country, with the last group leaving on Saturday night. You're listening to USA Radio News. As court cases against mask and vaccine mandates advance in several states, Brad Bernard has more on the power of the governor of those states who have issued those bans.
The battles in the courts pitting red state governors against mask mandates comes down to executive authority and the length and scope of emergency declarations, according to legal expert Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax.
In a democracy, the governor, the executive, enforces the law. The executive doesn't make the law, except in cases of immediate emergency. This was a case not about whether you can have mask mandates or not. It was a case about who gets to decide.
And the team from Taylor, Michigan has claimed the championship at the Little League World Series. They defeated fellow Great Lakes representatives Hamilton, Ohio, 5-2 in the final on Sunday. The win gives the state of Michigan its first Little League World Series championship since 1959. This year's tournament was also the first time since 1975 that international teams did not compete due to COVID travel restrictions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Longevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. There's two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. You're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Longevity, available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebib.com. That's brightsidebib.com. Order today.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
A ton of mail, so much of it about Ida and what's happening there. Many of you got out of harm's way, some hunkering down. It's interesting. So let's dive into that, and then there was a couple of other things that we might be able to get to as well. All right, this one is from Stan, who says, Kate, it's been a long time since I've reached out, but trust me, I'm listening to the show. I appreciate how much you love the Big Easy. We do, too. And I'm very sad to report that we are just getting just completely trampled on by Ida. You know, you knew it had a chance to be really, really, really bad. Didn't really expect that we were going to go completely dark with this sucker, but and certainly felt like a lot of the seawalls would hold up, and of course the levees that were built so much higher in that Ninth Ward area, etc., around Pontchartrain. Some of that news is good, but I fear that the next couple of days there are going to be people that have perished, and there are going to be more problems. I think it was smart of the governor to forewarn that it's going to take some time to put some pieces back into place. I mean, the worst part of it is the waiting, and then trying to decide what you're going to do. We stayed, we're up high, and fine, but I can tell you there were a couple of moments where I was really kind of weighing, was that the smart thing to do? So keep us in your prayers. Stan, absolutely. For everybody listening to us on 990 AM WGSO, and I know that certainly they've got just some incredible local host there, and I know that they're at it and they're posting all kinds of information for people who are looking for all that local information of streets and where to go and whatnot. And, of course, anybody listening in Louisiana, you go to 551LA.org. And then specifically when you're there, when you go there, you can see, okay, where have there been closures? Because, of course, it's about, ultimately it's about the flooding, right? And where is it going to be? Where are the areas that you absolutely 100% have to avoid? All right, let's go to this one. This one is from Samuel. And Samuel says, Kate, I've heard you talk about Lake Charles. I have relatives there. They say it was unbelievable because they had friends who stayed. What happened when Ida came ashore and just boats being tossed around all over the place looking like little toys and water slamming into streets and knocking down signs and just what you would expect from a really, really terrible, I think, hurricane. It's the combination of the wind and the rain. And I think the big thing is how slow the storm moved and how slowly it is moving. And I don't know if everybody was planning on that part of it. Keep up the good work and keep us in your prayers and thoughts, because the people in Louisiana and Mississippi and probably some other areas are really, really going to need it in the next couple of days. Absolutely. And, yeah, Lake Charles is always right there. When you look at the Gulf Coast, man, you are just right in the thick of it every single time. All right, let's do one more. This one is from Charles, and he says, Kate, my wife and I left and went to Houston to get out of the way of the hurricane. I'm so glad we did. Neighbors down the street say there's a lot of flooding. My house, we did a lot of work on it and put it on stilts after what happened the last time, because we've lived in New Orleans for 25 years, but who knows what we'll find when we go back. Who knows when we're going to be able to go back, because that's the other thing I think that people have to be reminded on, that they have to check on whether they can come back to the to where their home is located or not, because it's going to depend on power lines and damage and trees and you know, all that stuff. So I think some of us are grateful that one or two people stayed behind, because they are kind of our eyes and ears, if you will, as long as they're okay. Yeah, you know what? It's interesting you say that, and of course we're thinking about all of you, that I kept hearing that from people that, well, you know, I know somebody who works at the hospital, or I know somebody who had to stay, they're essential, and they're going to check to see what's happening with my house. So if you knew somebody that was staying, it was to your advantage in that sense. But of course, I think a lot of people, and no way to know the numbers, but it looks like a lot of people evacuated, which may make a big difference. It may be more about damages to homes and businesses and whatnot than loss of human life, which is always about the human life, right? That's what we don't want to see. So there's about 1 million homes in danger of being damaged or destroyed by the storm. You know, the storm surge from the storm hitting so many of homes that would be at risk for where it landed. So Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi, there's where that some of that rain damage, the floods, all of that. That's where it's, you know, that's where you could see some of that probably happen. But especially Louisiana. I mean, that's where you're going to see most of that damage. And boy, oh boy, I mean, hurricane season. Just thinking of Hurricane Ida is the ninth storm of the season, but just the fourth hurricane, right? And I'll tell you what, as it was coming down, I mean, there was moments in looking at it and watching the weather maps and the projected paths and all of that, there was moments where it looked like it could be a Cat 5. Can you imagine? I mean, it's and that can be the difference of just a little bit of wind. But if you get even deeper into it, it can be that much worse. I mean, just it, really, honestly, it's when you look at how these hurricanes are laid out and what they can see, what the National Oceanic Atmospheric Group can see when they're in those planes, it's phenomenal. First of all, the projections that they can get out is good, because I think more people can get out of harm's way. And I mean, let's face it, first responders aren't going to be dispatched until it's light. So the damages, you know, we know the power's out. We know that New Orleans got knocked out. We know that others in Louisiana got knocked out. But the specifics of what these neighborhoods look like, a lot of it we don't know, because it'll have to wait till the morning, in the morning when it's, you know, first light. And that's when you can see what the lashing did. All right, let's move on to something else, because, of course, Kabul is on the mind of so many people. And this one is from Carrie, who says, boy, Kate, just my heart breaks for all the families of the 13 service members who died. God bless them for their service, and God bless those families. And you know, I think all of us falsely thinking, okay, it's a nightmare, it's chaotic, watching Afghanistan people tried to escape, jumping on the planes, grabbing onto the wheels, whatever they could, and then hearing some shots, but thinking, of course, there's always suicide bombers, but thinking that that was going to happen at the gates, even though it was chaotic, I don't believe that we really thought that was going to happen. And sure enough, it did. But we struck back, didn't we? Yeah, absolutely. And the latest one is the one that I said, the American drone strike that hit a car that was carrying multiple Islamic State suicide bombers. They were headed for the airport. And that's pretty significant. And they had a ton of explosives in the car. You could just see black smoke everywhere. So successful strike, and the intended target, they believe, was hit. And that was the second one against them. So that's good. You know, the reports of the explosion at a house near the airport, they're assessing all kinds of things. So you've got these U.S. military cargo planes that are making these quick runs into the airport, and we've got this deadline coming up of the 31st. So you know that 31st is going to hit, and that's it. And time is tick, tick, ticking away. I mean, the upheaval is unbelievable. And do you trust the Taliban? No. Are the Taliban terrorists? Yes. Are the Taliban going to do whatever they want once everybody's completely removed? Of course. Are they doing it now? Of course. I mean, it's that clear. It's that easy. It's that simplistic. All right. This one is from Kevin. And Kevin says, as a former Marine who served in Afghanistan, I want to thank everybody who served, and I want the people who have served to realize they did a good thing. I think it's very sad that there wasn't enough, to me, recognition, not for myself, but for comrades. I think some people, Kate and I've been removed now for about 5 years. I think some people don't realize the sacrifice, or they don't realize it was war, because that's where the assignments were. And it just, I think, is a terrible thing to see those young kids losing their lives trying to help the people and trying to get things sorted out at the airport. And, of course, because that's what suicide bombers do. They look for soft targets, and they found one, and certainly the Taliban let them through, putting the trust in that 50 feet between the Taliban and the U.S. soldiers. And it is really one of the most chaotic things that I've witnessed from afar. I wish I could help. And I hope people realize the sacrifices that were made. Thank you for your service, and thank you for saying that. And I do hope people as well realize that. You can send me your thoughts, Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. What's on tap to close out the hour?
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
For this hour of the show, Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us. And again, we're keeping an eye on Ida. We're keeping an eye on Kabul and what's happening there. And of course, for this version of What's on Tap is getting out of Afghanistan. And what's interesting is now if you look at Afghanistan, I mean, nobody's going to be left there. So, in other words, when you think of diplomats, if you think of embassies, think of the Americans that are still left to, to be moved to get out, and they're going to get out. And it is, Harry Carey, so to speak, because of what's happened and because of that looming threat. Not the military wasn't aware there was a threat. Of course they were, but it's just a heightened awareness, I suppose, is the way to put that. And there still are a lot of people, a lot of Americans, because that gets forgotten, I think, for some reason. Like, well, how many? A lot, from what I understand. So, meaning you've still got thousands more to move. and this is the 11th hour. So while the hope is flickering and dimming for Afghans who are seeking escape, what about the Americans who are also trying to get that safe passage fleeing? You know, you got to get hundreds of American University of Afghanistan students. They were trying to get out saying, hey, you know, this is who we are. And they were turned back from the airport. So I think you're going to see a bunch of that. And what a tragedy. And as that all moves forward, I'll say it again, it still is about getting all of, having to get all those Americans out as well, because they are not all out. There were diplomats that were, that are still there. So nobody gets left behind. From what has been explained to me, nobody gets left behind. So that means just completely leaving. All right. The U.S. again, recording a daily average of 100,000 COVID hospitalizations. So an influx of patients that hasn't been this high since last winter, before most Americans were eligible to, you know, to be vaccinated even. I mean, there wasn't, that wasn't even part of the discussion, was getting one, but it wasn't happening. So the U.S. has reached, you know, a high level again, meaning that across southern states, ICU beds are filling up. So the idea is to get people healthy again and get them out of there. That's what's on tap. What can we do to get people in and out and not checking out, sadly, because they're on a ventilator? And the stories are, you trust me, every day you can find at least 100 sad stories. By the way, the EU, what's on tap for them is they're set to reimpose travel restrictions on U.S. visitors. So while it was looking good and we were all smiles and saying, oh, we can travel again, that wall is going to come down because of the Delta variant. It's absolutely going to come down. And of course, we've been talking about Ida, and so restoring power is number one. Going through all these parishes, like in Louisiana and all these other suburbs and other areas, to see what's happened with the harsh winds and the floodwaters that sent thousands scrambling to evacuate and left others bracing for survival. The fact is, it's going to be ugly. We just don't know how ugly. Certainly some of us have seen video and pictures and talked to people, and we know that. But it's about what it looks like when the sun comes up and the hurricane has moved on, right? Just the prospect of another Katrina, and so many anxious moments for so many people, waiting it out or getting out and then not knowing what they're coming back to. But there are so many teams that are ready to help, that are ready to roll, including from other states, electricians who have come into the area so that they can help, because they knew this was going to happen. So the preparation seems to me to be outstanding, and that's a good thing, because you know, you there's no way to box out Mother Nature, but what can you do to help people when this onslaught happens? And then it's about the cleanup and figuring it out. And the answer is have the relief teams and the first responders ready to go, and they are ready to go. So, you know, that's a very, very, very good thing. Not a good thing, but also typical of how we roll in the U.S. is the fires in California. Whether it's north or south, we're being very tested, and lots of fire crews are coming in from other areas to try to help out, because it's gotten so much worse. A terrible one in San Diego, and of course up north trying to protect Tahoe. That's been awful as well. So there are more people volunteering, more crews across the U.S. offering relief here and there, whatever they can do. because there's just never enough. There's just never enough to try to also pay attention to the shifting winds and the lack of water and the drought and the things that hamper any of these groups of firefighters that are trying to douse more areas and get the fires under control. It seems like forever we're talking about fires and Santa Ana winds and all of that in California. But it seems like it's gotten, this year, it seems like it's gotten worse. I mean, evacuations. In less than 6 hours, they had to forced evacuations, and already 1,200 acres gobbled up. And this is, and again, this is in San Diego County, where people were forced from their homes because of this new one, the Chaparral fire that started about midday Saturday and has burned so many acres in Riverside and San Diego counties. Only 15% contained. 150 firefighters, 23 engine companies, 2 helicopters, 4 air tankers battling this fire. It was just 20 acres. Then it was 1,200 acres. And the cause of the fire, of course, is under investigation. 1.66 million acres burned in California. Probably there's a case for it might be the state's worst wildfire season ever. You know, it's being measured. We'll see. But it's not looking good. And, of course, humidity, strong winds, and all that dry fuels the possibility. Dry lightning strikes. And the warning is just be prepared. And, I mean, these beautiful areas to live in, these hills, etc. So this is where so much of this is happening. The state's largest active wildfire, the Dixie Fire, has scorched 764,000 acres. It's 48% contained after sparking about 6 weeks ago. So think of all those counties. And then, by the way, it's not just California, because you've got fires in Washington, Oregon, Idaho, Montana, Utah, Colorado, Wyoming, Arizona, and New Mexico. When I was hiking in New Mexico, you could see one day it was really hazy, and I was at 10,000 feet. And going up in a tram, they told me that that was from California, but that they had had a fire that was starting in New Mexico, but that was from California that it had come in. Wow. Oh, my friends, things to think about. Thanks to all of you for listening, and thanks to Eric Salazar, a short timer. We're sad about that, but he is awesome on the technicals. Make it count, everybody.
Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.